No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kaser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal. We're talking railings, metal furniture, vent covers, car frames, car bodies, and more. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating. Call 402-421-3559 or go to KaserBlasting.com for a quote today.
Tim, the part they're going to enjoy the most about that, when you take your trailer down there or anything you have to take down there to get blasted, is the accessibility of the canvas. How easy it is to get to and be able to park there and get in and out. That's you're not whipping into the middle of town. You're not all of a sudden going through, there's construction on roads that, nope, we just whip right down the highway there, and you whip it right in behind Warm Cookie. Is that what it's called?
Warm Cookie.
The campus.
The campus, right behind Warm Cookie, right behind the big silos.
The silos. You can't miss the silos. You're going down highway,
so it's right
too.
Behind there.
On the east side. The west side.
And you get a chance to meet Jay and Jason.
And they have a whole team, I imagine, right?
It's a team of people. It is. There will be imaging. There will be a grease board. There will be conversations on the timeline, what can be done, what the expectations are, how long this will last, which is basically forever, and it'll walk you through every single aspect. And you will not call them up going like, is that done today? I'm not sure. Call back tomorrow. Nope. He'll tell you the exact time. How nice would that be?
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. Now it's Jace.
Yes.
Jace. I'm taking those things down there as soon as Missing Tooth Greg.
Yeah, he's never
back.
Coming back.
Talk about.
He's coming back. He's going to help me remove.
He's just those. Missing Greg right now. We haven't seen him for months. Ever since he staged that dentist thing, he's been.
It's definitely staged.
That was not staged.
Look a little staged. Okay. To me. I look back and it looked a little staged. Yeah.
But we're removing those running boards, Jason. We're bringing them down. No hurry on it, but it's the next couple weeks.
KaserBlasting.com, by the way. We were pleased to be joined during the break by a former producer. Al Baker, the oatmeal maker, was here. He was here from 2018 to 2020 in the time frame.
As a producer.
So he and
during COVID.
It was funny.
COVID-19.
I felt bad for Al because he had a sweet job lined up with the New York Mets.
He did.
Post-college. But guess what? COVID wiped it out.
And so he's going to work for the Mets.
He tells us during the break that he kept applying for jobs. And like, well, if you apply for the Mets, you're going to leave here early.
He's
overqualified. Yeah. You're going to leave here, so we'll never keep you around. So because he had a Mets gig, he got turned down by places because they didn't think he was going to stick around for the long term. That's tough.
Al Baker.
And now he's working in recruiting at Minnesota, and he brought us some nice pens.
Now he recruits graduate students. Thank you.
Give this to Bill, please.
Thank you. Oh, I'd love
so, Bill, you could talk to him. He's not a football recruiter. No. He recruits graduates.
For the university?
Carlson School of Management is from Minnesota right here.
That has to be a pretty cool job. Trying to get some students in.
And what did he do as a producer, Bill?
He had some intuition. He had created a segment. What if Wednesday? But he brought the question in for us. So he was kind of like
Wednesday.
The panelists, and we were the answers.
It was called What If Wednesday.
Oh, I like that.
Well, yeah, what if these certain things happen? How would history be
hypotheticals.
Yeah.
And it was fun, especially during COVID times when we had nothing else to talk about. So thank you to Al.
No sports. There was no sports. Sports were shut down. You guys were trying to have a sports
radio. Boy, that was a rough. I mean, we try to forget that year, but wow.
Whoa, was that weird.
I mean, here's the deal.
Can you imagine Jake in that time?
Well, you had the Big Ten tournament, and
it'd be nice to brought up. Maybe you're on 10-11.
Yeah.
You never even brought it up then. We had nothing to talk about.
They canceled the NCAA tournament. We had no sports from mid-March to August 31st that year. Nothing. At all.
We kept doing a show.
At all. Across the world.
We never skipped. It was weird.
We did story time.
Story time with Sip.
God dang it. Do not
told every Bopolini story I know.
If you can survive COVID times in radio, you can survive anything.
Yeah, we did some weird stuff.
We did bird noises.
I was watching bird noises.
Yeah. We had Sean Callahan on one time because why not? There's nothing to talk about. And Sean was out in the back of his house in the deck. We heard bird noises. And so Sip wanted to do a bird noise contest because we had space to fill for radio. So let's do bird noise. And still people bring it up
Jake
sometimes today.
Yeah. Jake's bird noise was pretty good.
I could see that.
No. Cheep, 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 cheep.
He does it. Not doing that again. Not doing it again.
No,
I do want to get we'll get to the rookie before the cast.
Some sports.
But, yeah. ACC. We've not talked about the ACC.
Yeah. What's going on?
We've mentioned Clemson struggles. Of course, they're 1-3, and it don't seem to be going the right direction at all anytime soon. But teams that are doing well in the ACC are Miami, number 2 now in the
really
poll,
well,
and Florida State, and they will play in 2 weeks against each other. Big.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big
remember
game.
Us back in the 90s watching that game? Jake, it was like my must-see TV.
It wasn't quite like Ohio State, Michigan, but it wasn't.
Actually, at that time, it was better than Ohio State, Michigan.
You think so?
Because at that time, those two teams were generally – Ohio State wasn't as prevalent in the – national championship conversation.
See, Jake, I just don't know if he understands.
Well,
Jake, hold on. That was a game that when it was on, you kind of planned your day around.
Yeah. Well, Florida State, won the title in 99? Is that right?
But even earlier than that.
And then Miami, of course,
Florida State won. Missed like two field goals to win the...
Xavier Patilla was his name, right?
They missed a couple. Was it wide left or wide right or whatever? There was some missed field goals that happened.
Anyway,
but now it seems like maybe we're back.
So what else
FSU
is going
Miami?
On in the ACC?
I'm just happy to see those two schools are back on top. It feels right.
You want
college football when Florida State, Miami are both good at the same time.
It agreed.
They both have been down too often.
Bill in Miami with Crystal Ball, their offensive line is real.
It's real. And defensively, they held Florida to like 30 yards in the first half. 30 yards.
And Lagway just got over 60 yards passing, just over 60. That's it. Like, Lagway, by the way, just a colossal disappointment this year. I don't know what his deal is, but no, I got you. And Cristobal looks like Cristobal's interesting to me because he went down to Miami. He's doing a little different. Mm-hmm. Offensive line, two strong, hard-running running backs, two of them. Probably more than two, but two that are really evident.
I will say the league itself is not great as advertised. You only got three teams ranked with FSU, Miami, and Georgia Tech.
North Carolina's doing good.
They suck. They got blasted by UCF, of course, last week. They're not going the right direction. So
go, Frosty.
It's not a good league, but I love seeing that those two teams are back.
You like that, don't you?
It's great. Also, seeing Miami number 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
Also, there was an announcement from the ACC yesterday.
And what is that?
The announcement that they're going to play nine games, conference games.
Joined the club, and
one more power four. So they've basically
they have to play 10 power four.
Where's that at? Is the Big Ten also in that same? I know the SEC came out and said we're doing 9 + 1.
You have to play 10 power four games.
And Big Ten also? I know SEC and ACC are doing that. I've never heard him say that.
I think it's
yet.
Mandated.
But that's kind of where everything's going is you got to play 10. Now, Cannell pushed back on it. He said it makes them less. He goes, I feel like they should have stayed at 8 and mandated that they play 2 out of conference. He goes, because they're playing each other and our conference isn't very good. That was the take on it. He goes,
Not a bad take.
So all of a sudden, now we added Wake Forest to the schedule in conference. We didn't have enough. Now it's like, what did that really add to us?
Not a bad take by Danny Cannell.
Yeah, it's not bad. But now the one thing that's going to be dicey is now going to be when you say that every league is going to be 9 + 1. There's a lot of games to find. That's a lot of games to find within those four conferences. To locate those
power
games.
Power four games.
Yeah, find that power four game is going to be. But the scheduling. Wow, it's going to be so much better. Just think about a whole other round
of
Big Ten games and another round. Not Big Ten, another round of SEC games, another round of ACC, and Big 12 already does it. And then another Power Four in there, too.
But don't fire four lost coaches then.
What's that?
Don't fire four lost coaches.
I think that day's a little bit done. I think people are going to be a little more. It's not even that, you know.
I hope so.
Well, right now, I think they talked about, the discrepancy in Dan Mullen. And Napier is unbelievable with their record. And when Mullen was fired, what his record was and what Napier is right now. It's like Napier would have to win, I think, like 15 games in a row.
Billy had a rough start
to
his tenure.
Was when he fired him.
Yeah, when he fired him.
Yeah.
And so, it's quite interesting.
Don't fire guys now. The standards have to be different. Now.
No, absolutely.
The parameters, I should say, have to be different.
I don't think anyone's on in any sort of hot seat now at 9-4.
I would not.
If they are, that's just stupid.
Well, now, there's
Alabama.
There'll be some that
but
will
even
be.
Even DeBoer, like, if he gets to 9-4, I can see Bama fans being angry, but fire him? I don't know.
And then who are you going to go hire? Yeah. And then also, is that guy going to bring in billions of dollars?
No.
So, yeah, be careful.
Yep.
When we come back, the spillover and, hey, you want a chance at big cash?
We like cash.
I got a bunch
of tax-free money.
Yeah. The cash blitz is next.
Maybe not.
On the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.